Episode 2847, How to Fall Back to Spring Forward.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, can you believe it? It's Wellness Wednesday. Oh yes, it is time for you to think about you, to think about your health and where you are. Guess what though? Daylight savings time is ending. How to fall back to spring forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Who doesn't want to feel energetic and ready to attack their day? Just because busyness rules the day, it does not have to rule the night. Learn how to fall back to spring forward. Now, I'm not sure where you're living right now, but this weekend is the end of daylight savings time. Most of us here in the U.S. and Canada, we gain an hour because we're falling back. That's the easy way to remember it. It's where we fall back Saturday night or into early Sunday morning. It's really at the 2 a.m., so you kind of like miss an hour. It's really strange. I can remember when I was working the night shifts in the hospital way back in the day, and it'd be like, okay, it's now 2. No, it's not 2 o'clock. It's like we skipped an hour. It's just the strangest thing ever. And then if you go to church on Sunday, this is where everyone gets confused as to what time the service starts. Are we starting on the old time, the new time? What time am I supposed to be there? And what time is it? But seriously, sleep is vital to our health and well-being, right? We can joke about it, but if you don't get sleep, your body and mind have no way to rejuvenate. Your body and mind have no way to restore and to repair. And your body needs that. Your body needs to be able to detox. Your body can't get rid of those free radicals that you gain everywhere unless if you sleep. Sleep is where your mind and body get to recharge for the next day. So don't deprive yourself of something that's great. Aim for 8. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Aim for 8. You need sleep, period. End of story. I need sleep. We all need sleep to thrive. Even though our clocks are man-made, sleep is natural. So you got to put in the time to spend on a dime. You just have to. It's one of those things that if you want to be spot on, you must get your rest. So aim for 8. How can you really aim for 8, especially when you're gaining an hour, but it seems backwards because sometimes you actually feel like you lose an hour and you're scratching your head going, now I'm so confused, I don't know what I'm doing. And your body goes into shock, and sometimes it takes a couple weeks to get in the groove of things. I know for me personally, when we spring forward, it drives me crazy in the spring. It takes me a little while for me to kind of get used to that rhythm. And it does mess up my circadian rhythm. When we fall back, it's a little bit easier because when I get up in the morning, I just make sure I turn on all the lights. I open up the blinds so my body says, ah, it's time to be awake. So let's talk about how you aim for 8. Number 1, embrace the obvious. Daylight savings time is ending. So there's no need to fight what you can't control. Instead, focus on what you can control, your bedtime. Get an extra hour of sleep and indulge a little more for your health. But if that doesn't work for you, because for some people it doesn't, shift your bedtime by 30 minutes. Now you can do that a couple days in advance. So if you start Thursday into Friday into Saturday, then when it hits Sunday, you're not like, oh my goodness, what time is it? I mean, even just yesterday evening, I was sitting there, we were watching TV as a family, and I was like, man, why does it feel like it's 10 o'clock? And it was only like 7. I don't know what it was, if it was just extra dark outside, but my body was feeling it. So allow your bedtime to shift 30 minutes. And yes, that means 30 minutes earlier because you're falling back, right? You're gaining that hour. You cut the time in half and it allows you to slowly become adjusted without too much interruption. And that's really what you want. Embrace the obvious. Number two, stroll earlier rather than later. Yep, this is where you get to enjoy the light. When you fall back, you are losing light at night. But in the morning, what happens? You gain it. And light is what helps set your circadian rhythm. Plus, you've got your cortisol levels spike right in the morning, which gives you energy and it stops producing melatonin. So if you're not a morning person, then becoming a dancing person in the morning is another way to do it. I mentioned to you before, I love getting up in the morning for me and just setting everything off right. And I just open up all my blinds. Now, yes, I'm dressed. So I'm not running around my house, you know. Yeah, I know, TMI. But seriously, I open up everything. So I've got natural light coming into my home. And it's very, very important to do that. Now, you may be in an area, maybe if you live in the city, it's harder to get that natural sunlight directly in to your house or your apartment, wherever you call home. If that's you, then turn on lights. Expose yourself and especially your eyes. If nothing else, go to the window and look outside, okay? Or open up your door and walk outside. Go walk your dog if you have a puppy dog. It's a great way to start off and change everything. And that's why you want to stroll earlier rather than later, right? Start moving earlier. Work out earlier. Be intentional with it. And if you're one who says, oh, I just can't move in the morning, then guess what? Wake up and just start dancing. Put on some great music and dance a little bit. That will wake up your body. You know, put on those good tunes and dance the morning away. It'll wake you up and set your day on the right track. So you got to embrace the obvious. Stroll earlier rather than later. And number three, snack less and eat dinner earlier. Oh, I would say eat dinner more, but you can't do that. You got to just eat dinner earlier. In the fall and winter months, right, most of us like to curl up and eat cozy snacks with warm drinks. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm thinking of soups and my favorite drink. And, oh, nothing's like tomato soup. Have you ever made homemade tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches? Oh, delicious. All right, I digress. But, I mean, come on, a little bit of indulgence is not that bad. But it can add up to unnecessary extra calories with some added sugar. Imagine that. The body doesn't like any of it and will most certainly upset your sleeping patterns. You don't need that added extra sugar. You definitely don't want it because it's going to add in those winter pounds, which is not your goal. Your goal is to get good, solid sleep. So be cautious when you snack and eat dinner. With darkness coming sooner, your body will naturally begin to go into its sleep cycle. So eat a little bit earlier and snack less. Your body will love you for it. Now, gaining that extra hour of sleep is absolutely wonderful. It's heavenly. But be sure to pay attention to how you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally. Give yourself permission to take a nap, even this weekend. If you're kind of feeling yucky, and not necessarily yucky as in you're feeling sick, but it's just like, I'm just kind of tired or my eyes are heavy. That's what happened to me yesterday evening. My eyes were just heavy. So guess what? I took a power nap of like 18 minutes. And let me tell you, I felt really good. Did I miss a little bit of our show? Yeah, but guess what? I can stream it later, but really, will I? No. It was more about me taking care of me, and I was present with my family except for those 18 minutes, but they knew I needed it. And it's important for us to realize that this is a great reason to start this new season, right? You're going into fall, which moves into winter. Your body needs to make changes, right? You need to adjust how you live so you can thrive in the season that you're in. So don't take your sleep for granted, right? Really allow yourself to hone in and say, you know what? I want to be intentional with my sleep. I want to make this season. And let me tell you this, if you're getting older, my husband just went in for his yearly checkup. I just finished my whole conglomerate of tests and all of that, which praise the Lord, clean bill of health, by the way. I had my mammogram, colonoscopy, labs, lots of labs, EKG, chest x-ray, and let's see, what else did I have? Pap smear, and the general checkup, you know, talking with your doctor and all. I think that was it. Something like that. It seems to add up. The only thing I have left are my eyes. That's it. And I will have had everything taken care of. And guess what? Check mark. Clean bill of health. You know, Twitter, give me that little cute bluebird check mark because I am official. Now, my husband's starting his whole regimen and getting that so he can get that check mark. But we have got to take care of ourselves. And as we get older, it's more important to hone in on your body and your healthy living. Don't take what you have for granted. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're getting enough rest. Make sure you have intentional movement every single day. You've got to oil those joints, which means you got to move. You can live a long time, but how you live is the question mark. And that's where it comes to taking care of yourself. This is a great reason to start this new season. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.